This is a group processing session by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 22nd of February, 1954. The title is Group Processing, Handling Energy and Thought. This group processing session is 59 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
Okay, and this is February the 22nd. 1954, group processing. It's the morning session. Okay. Now, I want you to get three things you wouldn't mind hearing. Three things you wouldn't mind hearing. Let's get some for sure now that you wouldn't mind hearing. Now let's get some things you wouldn't mind smelling. You don't have to smell them, just check them off. They wouldn't be bad to smell. And now some things that you could say without being stopped. Okay, and some things that somebody else could say without you stopping them. Okay, now let's find a couple of messed objects and hold on to them. Sit there and don't think. Let go of them and check off some things that you wouldn't mind feeling. And some things you wouldn't mind hearing. And some things that others wouldn't mind hearing from you. Got some? All right. Now, some things you wouldn't mind smelling. And some things others wouldn't mind smelling from you. And some things you could say without being stopped. And now at least one for sure, but some things that others could say without you stopping them. Now let's take hold of a couple of parts of the body and hold on. Sit there and don't think. Okay, now some energies you're not trying to put thought into. All right. A thought you could think without somebody putting some energy into it. And some energy that exists that you're not trying to put thought into. And some thoughts you could think without having somebody put energy into them or around them. and some energy you're not trying to put thought into, trap thought in. Some energy you're not trying to trap thought in. And some thoughts you could think that wouldn't be immediately trapped in energy. And some existing energy you're not trying to use to trap some thoughts in. And some thoughts that somebody else wouldn't put energy into. And some energy that you're not trying to use to trap thought. And some things that you could think without somebody else immediately trapping the thought in energy. Some energy now that isn't at this moment trapping you. Okay, find a couple of pieces of matter, hold on to them, sit there and don't think. Okay. Now let's get some thoughts. You are not at this moment trying to pull out of an energy mass. And some life that you're not trying to trap with energy. And some energy you're not using to trap life. Some energy you're not using to trap life. And some thoughts you could think without being immediately trapped in energy. Now let's get some things you are not trying to put into energy. Now some energy you're not trying to put into things. Now some spaces where you're not trying to accumulate energy. Okay, now let's hold on to two parts of the body and sit there and don't think. Okay. Now, what thoughts aren't you trapping in energy at this moment? What energies aren't at this moment trying to trap you as a life? Now let's get some thoughts that you wouldn't find it necessary to put into a mass of energy so you could get it back. And some thoughts that you could think that wouldn't immediately relate to time. You wouldn't have to relate to time. You could think a thought, not relate it to time. Okay, let's find a couple of messed objects and hold on to them. Sit there and don't think. Okay, let go. Now let's be some sort of object or equipment that you would use or have used in a profession. Anything. Some profession or activity which you engaged in once. And let's be the object that was the most dense main object you used in this profession. Writer, of course, be a typewriter. Let's be this professional object. Now you might have found one more intimate to the profession now, be it, or the same one. Now just sit there and drive you, as somebody else, away from the profession. Let's do those things necessary to drive you away from the profession. Be the object and drive you, as somebody else, away from doing the profession. Now let's do the things necessary to really drive you away. Now, to yourself, emit the noises that you would make as this object to drive you away. The noises or no noises? Now, be this object some more. Be this object some more. And dedicate yourself to driving you, as somebody else, away from the profession. Now let's be a person who would not really want you to accomplish your goals. That person who would want the least for you to accomplish your goals. And let's be that person and put up enough barriers so that you, as somebody else, would fail to accomplish your goals. Get yourself dedicated now entirely to that purpose of stopping you, as somebody else, from accomplishing your goals. Let's be that person some more now and get the frame of mind necessary to stop you, as somebody else, from doing anything about this profession or goal. Let's sort of outflow sufficiently so as to drive you, as somebody else, back. Now let's get you really dedicated now to stopping you, as somebody else, from succeeding. You might have found another person by this time. Let's get a real determination there. And let's go through the tricks necessary to succeed in this. Okay, now hold on to a couple of parts of your body and sit there and don't think. Okay, now let's be somebody that doesn't want you to succeed. Be somebody that doesn't want you, as somebody else, to succeed. and get the critical attitude necessary to stop you as somebody else from getting anywhere. Okay, now let's be you and stop other people from getting anywhere. Okay, now let's be somebody else and assume the attitude necessary to keep you from thinking you know anything. You as another individual from knowing a thing. Assume the attitude necessary to convince you of your ignorance. You as somebody else. Now you might have found another person by now. Now let's just convince you as somebody else that you're a stupid son of a gun if there ever was one. And get the attitude, though, necessary to do this. You know, considering what you say or being doubtful or whatever this attitude is, the best attitude calculated to keep you stupid. Let's just assume this attitude toward you as somebody else and just hold it there. And get how right this makes you. You know, as you regard you as somebody else there. Get how wise and right you are in keeping you as somebody else from knowing anything. Let's do it some more. And get how stupid this makes you as somebody else now. Now, let's be you and try to be bright enough to counter this campaign you've been getting. Be yourself now and try to be bright enough to counter this campaign. Okay. Now let's find a couple of messed objects. Hold on to them. Sit there. Don't think. Okay. Now, let's be something that considers you very stupid. Just mock yourself up as something that considers you as somebody else very stupid. Not to be trusted in the field of knowingness. And look at you as somebody else with that attitude. Okay, now shift around, be yourself, and let's check off some people who wouldn't immediately trap you in a mass of molten energy if you proved bright. Check off some more people. All right, now let's check off some people you wouldn't immediately trap if they prove bright. Some people you wouldn't immediately trap if they prove bright. Okay, now let's check off some energies which you're not using to help your memory. And some spaces you're not using at this moment to make you bright. And some equipment which you do not at this moment need to do your thinking for you. And let's check off some people who do not think you are the most stupid person on earth. And some people you're not trying to make stupid. Okay, now let's check off some goals you have that aren't being stopped. And some goals that you are not stopping. Okay, now let's hold on to the body, two parts of the body, and sit there and don't think. Okay, let go. Let's check off some things you're not trying to stop. Physical objects, things you're not trying to stop. And some things you don't have to start at this moment, objects. and some things you don't have to change at this instant. And now let's check over some masses of energy that aren't telling you anything. And some masses of energy that you aren't telling anything. Okay. Now, some places you could think of without immediately going there. And some places that could think of you without you immediately appearing there. And some places you could think of without immediately going there. And some places or people that could think of you without you instantly appearing. Okay. Now let's be in. Or, if you're not exteriorized, pretend to be in a place you would like to be in. Be in a place you'd like to be in. And check off some things you're not trying to keep out of this place. Some things that are not holding you out of this place. Some things that aren't keeping you in this place. Some things you're not trying to pull into this place. Some living things you're not trying to nail down in this place. Some living things you're not trying to throw out of this place. some things that aren't arriving at this point. Some things you're not sending away from this point. And some sounds you could safely hear in this place. And some smells you could safely smell in this place. And some sounds you could safely make in this place. And some things you could safely hear in this place. Now let's just take a look around. Whatever you see, duplicate it, and duplicate it many times. Duplicate it some more times. Find a nothingness now in this place and duplicate it many times. I don't care what you do with the other duplicates. Find a nothingness and duplicate it many times in this place. Okay, throw that away. Take a look at the place and then look straight through everything. Take a look at it and look straight through it again. Okay, now find a couple of messed objects and hold on to them and sit there and don't think. Okay, let go of the objects, find the floor. End of session.